It's July 11th, 1804, Weehawken, New Jersey. Two men, once close friends, stand facing one another, eye to eye. At the mark, they fire their Wagdon pistols. One is mortally wounded and dies the next day, while the other is indicted for murder. If you're a history buff, or even better, a Broadway musical fan, you probably know by now that the duel I am talking about is between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. The duel arose from long-standing personal bitterness that had developed between the two men over the course of several years. Hamilton apparently wrote terrible things about Burr's character during the 1804 New York gubernatorial race, calling him, quote, a profligate, a voluptuary in the extreme, which apparently was a very bad thing then. But what made Burr so angry at Hamilton that he challenged him to a duel? Arguments are inevitable in any relationship. When you're close with someone, whether it's a sibling, a significant other, or a friend, something contentious is bound to come up. Often you try hard to have a calm, productive conversation about it, but before you know it, the two of you are shouting at each other. Somehow, you're not able to be the calm person you were when you were thinking about this a few hours before. This can make you feel depressed or not confident, because it feels like your best intentions are useless in some situations. So how do you keep the next hurtful shouting match from happening? Hi, this is Freudina, and here is something I've seen work for many people. If you've had an angry exchange, find a moment when you're sitting alone and feeling calm. Then try to put yourself back into the moment in the argument that triggered you. As you re-experience the thoughts and feelings you had, try to figure out what it was about the situation that made you go from 0 to 60. Was it because you felt like you weren't being heard and your thoughts and feelings weren't valued? Was it a more general sense of frustration that things will never change, or a specific thing the other person said that was hurtful? Or is it something else entirely? Try to analyze your emotions from these moments without getting caught up in them. Let yourself feel frustrated and angry, but from a distance. Your goal is to figure out the root of these feelings without wallowing in self-pity, feeling anxious, or letting your anger spiral out of control. Wagdon pistols went out of style 150 years ago.